弟兄姐妹们，早间平安。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
首先应该给祝大家是感恩节愉快，对吗
？First off, I should say happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
啊，刚才早间听到大家在过去的周四还有周五已经有一个很棒的感谢的感恩的聚会。
We just heard that on Thursday and Saturday, you guys had a great Thanksgiving gathering.
哇，这是一个非常棒的时刻，是一个有很棒的感恩的聚集。
What a marvelous time! What a great season to give thanks.
是。所以我想今天我们就来谈谈这个话题吧。我想今天主题是基督徒当时最感恩、最懂感恩的人。
So this morning let's talk about Thanksgiving. I think that Christians should be the one who knows how to greet thanks the best.
因为当我想到这个题目的时候，我就想起我妈妈经常说：“你真是一个不懂感恩的人。”
Then because every time when I think about this topic, I remember my mom how she used to say, "You're the worst person to give thanks."
我想也确实是因为经常。很小的时候不懂事嘛，经常跟他有些矛盾。所以
in fact, she was probably right. When I was little, I didn't know better, so we were always in conflict.
但是当今天我相信我们成为神的儿女的时候，我会觉得基督徒应当是最懂感恩的人。
But then now that I know better and I become a Christian, I think that Christians should be the most grateful people in the world.
是，让我们，我想说到感恩节，大家都会想起这幅画。
So when we talk about Thanksgiving, often this image would appear.
真是一个很温馨的景象，一家人其乐融融围绕在桌前，共享火鸡大餐。
It is a really warm image where the whole family gather to have this great Thanksgiving turkey fest.
啊，这真是神的恩典。
And in fact, that is the grace of God.
所以我们经常谈到感恩节，我们想到的都是火鸡大餐，丰盛的食物，还有很棒的装饰和各种各样美好的食物等等。
So when we talk about Thanksgiving, the first image would come is this family coming together, great decorations, fake turkey, family happy eating.
就好像我在 Google 上面搜到的一样。
Just like if you search for it on Google, that's what you found.
没有错，真的是神的恩典。美国真是一个神祝福的地方，弟兄姐妹真是有神的祝福在那里，如此的丰盛美好。
In fact, by the grace of God, it is rightfully so. This we're living in a really lucky countries where we can give thanks.
可是每次我当我看到想到这个时候丰盛的餐点时候，我也会想到这样一句话。
But then every time when I think of this great feast, another image will pop up in my head.
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有人熟悉这幅画。
I don't know if any brothers and sisters recognize this picture painting.
Yeah, 这是荷兰画家梵高的一幅作品，很有名。
Painted by Van Gogh.
Yeah. 这幅画对梵高来说是认为他最成功的一幅画。
To Van Gogh himself, this is his masterpiece.
这幅画里边画的是一群贫苦的荷兰农民，他们在享受他们的晚餐。
And this painting is describing these poor family farmers in Holland, in Netherlands.
他们吃什么呢
？What were they eating?
他们没有火鸡。他们也没有南瓜派或是糖果或是甜品。
They don't have turkeys, they don't have pumpkin pies, they got nothing.
就像这幅画的名字一样，这幅画叫吃土豆的人，这就是他们的晚餐，是清水煮土豆还有清咖啡。
So this painting is called Family Eating Potatoes.
Yes,
the potatoes. And then, so they're having potatoes.
对，其实对于当初年的荷兰农民来说，生活是比较清苦的，他们没有太多的东西。
Back to the farmers in the Netherlands during that time, they were poor and they did not have much.
可是为什么梵高觉得这对他来说是最棒的一幅画呢？因为他在这幅画里边，他把他对他所住的那块地方荷兰的那一片土地上的人民的那种满足、那种辛劳，并且感恩放在了这幅画里边。
Why did Van Gogh think that this is his masterpiece? It's because when Van Gogh painted this painting, it is describing his homeland, how the farmers of the world, even though they did not have much, but they felt content, and they have a lot of thanks to give.
可能大家看不清楚这样细部，但是如果我们能够去看每个人的脸上面，虽然他们是辛苦的，脸上写了很多辛苦风雪在他们脸上的痕迹，但是他们仍然是平静的，他们仍然是满足的。
Maybe you cannot see so much from this little screenshot, but then if you could look at it in more detail, you could see that each one of the faces, even though they look tired, they were also not in sorrow. They were actually feeling great about what they have accomplished.
我也会想起这样一幅画，这是梵高在画前面那幅画的时候想要参考的一幅作品，这是荷兰画家米勒的最经典的一幅作品之一《晚岛》。
And then this is another image that would pop up. This is the painting that Van Gogh used as a reference for him to paint the potatoes family. This is also describing the farmers in the Netherlands.
在这样，米勒在这幅画里边是一对穷苦的法国农妇，法国夫妇，他们刚刚完成了他们一天的辛勤的工作，可能要准备回家，但是这个时候教堂的钟声响起了。他们立刻停下他们手中的工作或是回家的步伐，开始向神献上他们的感谢，开始他们的祷告。
This is a painting that is painted for a French couple who are farmers, and they just finished the whole day of work, and as they were going to stop and go home, they heard the ringing of the church. And when they heard the bell, they dropped everything they were doing, and then they started praying and giving thanks to God.
对梵高来说，这他在看到这幅画的时候让他震惊的就是这样一群最普通的人，他们尽管有辛勤的工作，尽管他们面对了很多的不丰盛，尽管他们有很多的挑战，但是他们仍然把他们的感恩献上。
So what really touched Van Gogh when he looked at this painting was that even though these are really common folks who had really hard working life, but yet they were willing to drop everything to praise God.
所以当世人看到 这些人的时候，他们也会被感动。
So that when the world sees this painting, they should also be touched by this couple.
因为他们在各种的情形之下都可以把感恩献上。
Because regardless of what situation they're in, these people give thanks.
所以我想这就是当我在看到这幅画的时候，我就一直在思索，基督徒不应当是与世人不同的人吗？
So that's why every time when I think of Thanksgiving, I would think about, shouldn't Christians be different from the world?
那这样的不同是否也可以在我们的感恩之处所表现出来呢？
Now, if we were truly different from the world, then shouldn't we give thanks?
Yeah, 所以这就是我想分享的，我们当是最懂感恩的人。
So that's why I wanted to start with this. Christians should be the most grateful people.
我想我们一起读这一段经文。
Let us read this Bible verse together.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。我挺喜欢英文的这一节翻译，特别说 Give thanks in all circumstances. 在每种环所有的环境之下都把感谢献上。
So he really likes the part about giving thanks in all circumstances, all situations they're in.
是的，我想这是我们一开始就我们就放在我们心目当中的。但是问题在于，我们如何去感恩
？So now we should have this verse in our heart, but the question is, so then how do we give thanks?
我想首先我们会对我们自己有些认识。我们当比世人更知道什么是恩典。
So let's start with this. To know how to give thanks, first we have to understand we should know more about grace than the rest of the world.
在这里我并不是说这个世界没有恩典。
I'm not saying that there's no grace in the world.
其实这个世界是有恩典的，可是我们对恩典的认识，神儿女对恩典的认识是更深更不同的。
And in fact, there should be grace in the world, but as Christians, we should know more about what grace means than the world.
我们再看这一节经文。
Another verse.
为一人死是少有的，为人人死或是有做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
For one who sacredly died for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die. But God knows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
这些经文很有意思，因为保罗在这里不仅谈到了在我们信仰当中在基督里的恩典，其实也谈到了在世界上对于恩典的看法。
So then in this verse, Paul not only talked about how Christians should know grace from God, but how the world see grace.
在我们看前半段说为一人死为人人死。
In the first half of the verse, it talks about one would die for a righteous person or for a good person.
仍然是有人这么做的，仍然是有人为他们死，因为他们都会，我相信我们都会认同，因为一人人人他们是有价值的，他们对这个世，对我们的生活，对我们的社会，对我们的环所在的这个世界是有价值的。
So then it basically says that for world would understand, because it says one would dare to die in the world for a righteous person or for a good person, because they are valuable to the society.
所以我们照着这样的观点去看，我们说，耶，他们配得恩典，因为他们有价值。
So if you follow that logic, you may think that if someone is righteous or a good person, then maybe they're worthy for someone else to die for them.
可是后半部分谈到说，在我们还做罪人的时候，什么是罪人？
The second part says that, but then while we were still sinners, what are sinners?
罪人，如果照我们今天的观点，可能像中国人说，十恶不赦，意味着他真的不配存在这个世界上，他可能没有任何的价值，他不当存留，他没有价值。
So sinners, in our standard, these are criminals, these are unworthy people. They're not even worthy to live in this world.
但是基督还为他们死。
But yet, Christ died for us.
或者说基督还为我们死。
Or you could say, Christ died for us.
其实我们要在这里就看到的，我们在这里我们才知道什么是恩典。恩典就是我们不配有，但是给了我们，与我们完全无关，但是仍然得到。
In this verse then, you should now understand what grace means. Someone who is unworthy to receive it, yet we got it.
所以当我们有这样恩典的时候，我们更加的清楚在于我们知道，我们应当看到跟我自己的价值，跟人的价值其实是完全没有关系。
So that if you really look into this grace, you would understand how you are unworthy of getting it.
完全是神看我们有价值。
It is because God still sees us as worthy.
所以当我在这里想到这样的时候，我会在这里说，这个世界当然是有恩典的。
So then when I think about this, I know that there's grace in the world.
可是这个恩典比起神给我们的恩典来说，实在是差了太远。
But whatever the world understands grace, comparing to the grace that's given by God, is unmatchable.
因为我在想，这个世界上所有的恩典可能是要打引号的，因为有个前提是，我得到的必须是有价值，配得这样的恩典。
Okay, so then I think the grace of the world means that you first need to be worthy to receive that grace.
就好像我们经常会看到前段时间在整个西方世界都在讨论我们要不要接受那些从外面来的难民。
Sometimes in the Western world and Europe, you will see that should we receive these refugees?
Yeah, 他们真的需要恩典。
Now those refugees needed help.
可是当我们看见他们都是罪人的时候，我们就紧张了。我们说，可能我们没有办法这么做了。
But if you look at them as criminals, then you will think, no, we shouldn't take them in.
当然在这里并不是说我们要做做不了的事情。
I'm not saying that we should do things that we couldn't do.
但是当我们在生活的时候，我们是否也可以思想一下，我们其实得到的是什么样的恩典？
But in your daily living, shouldn't we reflect on this grace that we have received?
是的，所以这就是我想说，我们真的是比这个世界的人更明白什么是恩典。
So what I'm trying to say is that as Christians, we should understand grace better than the world.
当然在这里我就会想起我们说接下来我们如何去把感恩献上，因为事实上我们在很多情形之下会发现我们真的很难感恩。
Then if we follow that logic, now that we understand grace, how do we do giving thanks? How do we give thanks to others?
是的，有时候感恩真的很难，就好像我们在一些困境当中的时候，当我们碰到很多的事情的时候，我们真的不知道我如何把感恩带出来。
Thanksgiving could be tough when you're in a tough situation. When how do you still give thanks?
我们一起来读这样的经节。
Let's read these verses.
但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。我们靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。下一。又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主，你们也为此蒙召，且要存感谢的心，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝勉，心被恩感，歌颂神。无论做什么，或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名 借着他感谢父
神。
弟兄姐妹们，没有错，因为在我们肉体里边，在我们自己的本性当中，真的是很难感恩出来。
So brothers and sisters, indeed, if we rely on our flesh, if we rely on our body, it is hard to give thanks.
就好像我们在加拉太书已经读到的。
Just like in the book of Galatians, it says,
这是顺着肉体，其实领导我们的不会是神的心意，不会是那美好的 结果。
If we choose to follow the flesh, then we will not be led by the Spirit, and we will not have the consequences of the Holy Spirit.
但是顺着圣灵是完全不同的情形。
The fruit of the Spirit. But if we follow the Holy Spirit, then different things occur.
我们要说，当我们被我们得蒙救恩的时候，神的灵已经在我们里边带领我们。
Understand that once you receive His salvation, that the Holy Spirit is leading you.
只是我们在凡事之上做凡事，在任何的时间，可能我们都会要做一个选择，或是需要去让我们自己靠着圣灵得生，且靠着圣灵行事。
You already know that in all things at all times, there's always a choice. Are you choosing to be led by the Spirit?
我要说的是，当我不懂感恩的时候，我时常在我的肉体里边。
What I'm trying to say is when you don't know how to give thanks.Then you're following your flesh.
就好像我妈妈经常说，你真是个不懂感恩的人。我说，没有错呀，因为你真的让我很不开心。
Just like when my mom used to say to me, you're an ungrateful person. And I would say, yeah, because you make me ungrateful.
没错，这就是如果还记得，这就是加拉太书里边顺着肉体所收获的那些，不是吗？
Isn't that just what Galatians is talking about? When you follow your flesh?
可是我们顺着圣灵来，顺着神的灵在我们里边，我是否还能这么说呢？
But if you choose to follow the Spirit, would that be the right thing to say?
我想，我不会了。
I don't think so.
我相信在座的每一位都不会。
And in fact, if you choose to follow the Spirit, that's not the thing you would say either.
我们可以把感恩献上。
If you can give thanks.
那就如我们无论对于我们周围的每一个人，无论是我们的父母、我们的配偶、我们的子女，甚至我们周围的弟兄姐妹、我们的同事。
Think about it. If you can give thanks to people around you, your family, your friends, your classmates, your coworkers.
事实上，这里边的每一位，这里边的每一个人，都在圣经当中提醒我们，他们都是神放在我们周围的。
In fact, the Bible says that the people that are around you are placed around you for a reason.
我们要孝敬我们的父母。
We have to give respect to our parents.
我们说配偶是与我们共同承受生命之恩的。
And then your mates should be the one who receives the life blessing with you.
我说子女是神所赐给我们的产业。
And your children are inheritance given by God.
我们的环境都是神所安排给我们的。
Don't you know that all your circumstances are arranged just for you?
所以在那里的时候，我们都可以把感恩献上，只要我们在神的灵当中。
Then shouldn't you at that point be able to give thanks if you know that everything is arranged by God?
可能说这是一种需要一些我们自己的操练。
Maybe I should say that we should try practicing it in our life.
让我们能够顺着神的灵的带领。
So that we can be led by the Holy Spirit.
这让我想起了在我们教会的一对年轻的夫妇。
And then it reminds me of a young couple at my church.
当时这对夫妇他们经历了一个很大的难处，因为政府的缘故，所以丈夫被错误的关进了监狱。
These couples, they were in a really tough spot. The government made a mistake and put the husband in jail.
但是感谢主，她丈夫在监狱里待了超过了一年之后，他得救了，他被神得着了，他成为一个很好的弟兄。
And after about a year or so, this brother in jail actually got saved and they became a believer.
但不仅是如此，神也给了他们额外的恩典，使他们从监狱可以出来。
And not only that, the grace that God has given is that now he can get out of jail.
我们当初这真是神的恩典，感谢主。
And we said that thanks to the Lord, that is all His grace.
可是事情还没有结束。
But that was not the end of that story.
当这一对年轻的夫妇正踌躇满志的时候，觉得神必然带领他们在美国如此辉煌的生活之时。
And when this couple, they thought that now God is leading them, so it's just smooth sailing from now on.
神又给他们安排了一个很神奇的经历,
God has now arranged for them another marvelous circumstances.
他们没有办法再留在美国了,
now that they no longer can stay in this country.
他们没有办法选择必须要在很短的时间离开他们已经熟悉的环境,
and now they're only given a short time to evacuate and leave
放弃,
their surroundings.
放弃他们一切所拥有在美国所拥有的,
drop everything they had in the country.
我想所有的人都为他们祷告, 希望这个事情可以过去, 但是, 他们没有办法选择,
so everyone around them prayed for them, but yet that choice was not made to them.
对于他们来说是何等的伤感, 又是何等的打击,
so for them it was all sad and sorrow.
后来他们没有选择回到了国内,
so later on they did not have a choice, so they had to leave and went back to China.
可是当他们回到国内的时候, 他们发现他们的父亲正在一个极重的疾病当中, 没有办法, 极重的疾病当中,
but when they went back, that's when they figured out and realized that the father was actually in great sickness.
要感谢主的是, 因为他们回到了中国, 所以他们能够陪伴他的父亲走过生命最后一段路程。
Thanks to the Lord, it is because that they got sent back to China, they got to spend some time with the dying father.
不仅仅是如此, 也使他的父亲能够在他生命最后的阶段接受耶稣基督, 成为他个人的救主。
But not just that, guess what? The dying father actually got saved because of them.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 我请大家思索一下, 当我们也在这样的位置的时候, 我们是否能把感恩献上呢?
So brothers and sisters, what I'm going to challenge you is this. Can you give thanks in that situation?
照着我个人, 我得说, 我不行。
For me, I couldn't.
我经历了比这一对弟兄年轻的弟兄姐妹少得多的事情, 我没有像他经历过这样的大风大浪, 我仍然很难感谢给神。
I've only gone through a lot less severe situations, and I couldn't even give thanks in those situations.
因为我知道我在我的肉体当中。
Because I know I was still in my flesh.
可是这一对年轻的弟兄姐妹, 他们经历到了神给他们的平安之后, 他站起来给我们做见证。
But this young couple, after they received the peace from God, now they get to give this testimony.
他们说, 我要把感谢归给我们的神。
And they said, I am going to give thanks to my Lord.
不是我的人可以, 乃是神让我经历到他。
It's not because that I wanted to, but God made me experience him.
我想这就是 我时常被这样的事情不仅仅是这样一个事, 而是有很多的弟兄姐妹有这样的见证和经历, 在我周围, 就如圣经上说, 如云彩一般, 围绕在我们的周围。
Just like what I'm telling you, this is not the only story like that around me. I've heard many stories around me. In fact, like the Bible says, there are like rains of clouds around me of these testimonies.
所以我会说, 真的依靠神的, 靠着神的灵, 靠着对神的认识, 靠着神的生命在我们里边, 我们是可以把感恩献上的。
So that's why I'm telling you, if you being led by the Spirit, and if you relied on Him, then you can give thanks.
就如在这一节经文, 哥罗西书里边所说的是, 让基督的平安在你们心里做主。
Just like in Colossians, it says, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
而且我们用各种的方式把神的智慧, 把神的道理, 把神的生命, 神儿子的生命在我们里边, 得以成长, 得以成形。
And then he gives us many ways how we can let his life manifest in us.
我们无论做什么, 说什么, 都奉主的名把感谢归给我们的父神。
So whatever you do in work or deed, do everything in the name of, in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
感谢我们的主。
Thanks to God.
是的, 我要说11月其实是一个感恩的季节, 是一个丰收的季节。
So November, this is the month of harvest. This is the month of Thanksgiving.
好像每年到了11月份, 我们就等待着说, 诶, 我们有感恩节的大餐, 然后还有 Black Friday的大促销, 大折扣。
In November, nowadays, it's all about Thanksgiving feast and Black Friday.
但是今年对于我来说可能有些特别, 因为我在过去的两周, 我参加了一个葬礼, 听了两个讣告, 还收到了三个坏消息。
But to me, the past 2 weeks in Rome, I've gone to one funeral and I've gotten a few bad news.
是，当我在这里的时候，都是我之前教会的弟兄，我之前教会的牧师，还有一些其他的亲戚朋友。
And these funerals and bad news are all from pastors that I used to go to the church with, or brother and sisters or friends.
甚至可能弟兄姐妹也可能会在网络上或是在新闻当中看到自己很熟悉的某一些名人，他突然离开了我们。
Maybe brothers and sisters, you would feel the same. Maybe some of the people you know that are kind of famous have passed away, and you saw that on the news.
我想不仅是教会，我想是整个世界可能都在当听到这些噩耗的时候，都会发出一些感慨。
So、maybe it's not just the church, or maybe the whole world. When they see these people go away, they would feel sad.
就如我会在手机上看到的说，我们永远不知道明天和意外哪一个先到来，所以要珍惜生命。
So that's why on the phone, sometimes it reminds me that I don't know if tomorrow or an accident would come to me first. So treasure life.
这句话听起来挺有道理的。
If you think about it, it kind of makes sense.
挺有道理的，可是这句有道理的话。人怎么做出来呢？
So it makes sense, but what can we do about it?
我说的是，当我们不认识造我们主的时候，当没有神在我们当中的时候，对于没有神的人来说，那个珍惜生命是什么样的意思？
Now, in fact, if you think about it this way, if you don't know your Creator, if you don't know your God, if you don't know what eternity means, what does it mean to live your life?
我们当如何珍惜生命。
How do we treasure our life?
我想其实这是一个很实际的问题，因为在我的朋友，我曾经的同事，我曾经的同学，曾经的周围的人，他们有很多人没有得着神的救恩。
So now it's real because a lot of my friends, co-workers that used to know me, how do they treasure their life? These are the people that don't know God.
所以当他们碰到这个时候，他们还是说我们要珍惜生命，可是他们仍然做着跟他们原来一模一样的事情。
So they could say that they want to treasure life all they want, but they're just doing the same thing.
所以我想说在这里，其实对于神的儿女来说，我们有可以做更多的事情。
And what I'm trying to say is now as children of God, there is more you can do.
不仅是我们在思想，我们平时日常的工作、生活、学习，而我们把这些日常的生活的当中的每一件事情，都从属天的眼光去看，然后更看到这背后的价值。
What I'm trying to say is, if you give some more thought to all the things that's happening to your life, what you do, if you look at it with a perspective of eternal value, then you may approach them differently.
我想说，神帮助我们今天有丰盛。有顺利，帮助我们的工作，帮助我们的家庭，甚至帮助我们在很多的一些实际的生活当中的事情，我们献上感恩。
What I'm saying really for this topic is that we should understand what God has given us, how He has given us a bountiful life, all the things He's given us, His grace, should be thanking.
但是请不要只把我们的眼光放在今生神帮助我们这些的事情之上。
But then, not only look at it from the perspective of just this lifetime.
因为只在今生这一些事情之上，那么我们与其他人有什么区别呢？
If you only focus on your lifetime, then aren't you the same with the world?
所以我们想说，我们让我们能够看到一个更好的、更高的价值，超越的价值。
What I'm telling you is that things that you have, look at it with a higher perspective.
所以我们可以不论经历是什么，不论我们经历到什么样的环境，不论我们得到了从神那里得到一个生活当中的事情是什么，我们同样可以把感谢归给神。
And now if you look at everything with an eternal perspective, eternal value, then that means that whatever comes your way, if you could look at it that way, then you should be able to give thanks in all circumstances.
我们来读这几节经文。
Let's read these verses.
我要以感谢为祭给你，又要求告耶和华的名。你们要以感谢为祭献于神，又要向至高者还如愿，并要在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。凡以感谢献上为祭的， 便是荣耀我。那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。弟兄姐妹，有没有看到，这是在诗篇当中，不仅是亚撒，还有大卫，他们都提到一个很重要的地方，感谢是可以作为祭物献到神的坛前的。
From the book of Psalms, from different offers like David, it reminds us that thanksgiving can be given as an offer or a sacrifice.
而在这里，神也喜悦，也悦纳，也喜悦我们这样把感谢为祭献到他的坛前。
In fact, God is pleased if we offer our thanksgiving as a sacrifice.
我们要说，真的，这样一份感谢的祭献上，神给应许我们，神就如在这一节经文里边，神说，神还有应许给我们更大的东西。
Like this verse says, the one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me. The one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God.
就好像在福音书里边，在路加福音里边，耶稣医治了十个长大麻风的人。
Just like in the book of Luke, how Jesus healed the 10 people who had leprosy.
那是他们世界，他们得到了健康的身体。
And now these 10 people are healed.
但只有一个人回来，把感谢归给耶稣。
But only one of the 10 people came back and gave thanks to Christ.
而耶稣说，你的罪赦了。
So Jesus said to that one person, said that now your sin is forgiven.
所以那些把感谢献给耶稣的人，他得到了更大的恩典。
So that one person who actually gave thanks,He received an even greater blessing.
那个恩典是具有永恒意义的。
And that blessing actually has an eternal value.
所以弟兄姐妹们，就如刚才我们都在分享的，我们感谢主赐我们今生，尤其是在美国这样一个丰盛平顺的环境之下。
So brothers and sisters, like what I said, we should thank God for all these plenty bountiful things that He has given for our life.
但也求神给我们一个更高的眼光，使我们看见不仅仅是今生所得到的这一些物质。
But we should also ask him for a higher vision, so that not only we will see the things we have in this lifetime,
我们能够看见，当我们归向神，且把感谢献给神，神还有更多的恩典，更多的价值等留给我们。
What we should also see is that as we give thanks for the things that we have given already, God will give us a higher insight so that we could see eternal value and a greater blessing.
我相信这当是属灵而当时神的儿女所期望的。
And I think if we're led by the Spirit, that should be the things that we hope for.
那甚至可以说，那是我们最终最大的盼望。
And in other words, I would say that that should be our greatest hope.
所以每次当我回到感恩节的时候，在我脑海里都会浮现出这样两个场景。
Now when we come back to the theme of Thanksgiving, these two pictures came to mind.
当我坐在左边的时候，就好像我在周四、周六，还有就好像在座的各位弟兄姐妹在前两天所经历到的那样。
The picture on the left is like Thursday and Saturdays with the brothers and sisters, all these plentiful things we can thank for.
我们有神的恩赐，丰盛的食物，美好的环境，还有彼此温馨的家人、亲朋好友彼此的问候，还有很多很多。
The great feasts that we have, the warmth of families, friends coming together, all the smiles.
可是当我在右边这个场景的时候
，But I think of the picture of the right.
也许我们没有太多，也许只有前面的水煮土豆和清咖啡，也许只是一个破旧的房子。也许仍然还有很多辛勤的工作，也许还有很多的挑战和缺乏。
Now on the right, even though we only have maybe boiled potatoes and black coffee, it's really nothing much, and a really small broken house, lots of work waiting for us to do, but...
可是在那种情况下，我也会把感恩献上。
In that situation, I will still give thanks.
因为在每一种环境之下，都是神的恩典。
Because regardless of which pictures you see yourself in, you should give thanks to God.
而且当我们在这样的感恩之中，求神使我们看见超越这今生一切的那个永恒的价值。
And also, we should also ask God, while we give thanks, we should also ask God for us to have a higher vision
所以我们把最大的感恩献上。
So that we give thanks, we give our greatest thanks.
世人也看出我们的不同。
And when we do that, the world can tell us apart.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我今天的分享就到这里。愿神祝福他的话语，我们也再唱那首诗歌，好吗？
So brothers and sisters, that's my sharing. Let's sing our song again.
感谢主。